Station has been around 30 years, started by Sheldon Hall, and we picked up the ball and kind of ran with it. We do the first Thanksgiving, as you mentioned a while ago. History started right here in the Southwest, the birth of the Southwest. We were way before Plymouth, way before Jamestown, way before Dallas, and way before Houston and
Dallas,
all those.
What's that?
And the heard Cowboys.
Of who made up that name anyway? I have no idea what that means.
Anyway, there's a lot of history down here in the valley. We promote it. We promote the missions. And we want everybody in El Paso to be like ambassadors to this city, this wonderful city that we have, and to promote the icons that we have down in the valley.
Well, as people understand the history, they tend to repeat it when somebody says, where you're from, whatever happened there, and then you get a lot of answers from people if they've studied El Paso history because there's so much of it. The Mission Trail is a biggie.
It's big, and it's getting bigger. Every time, every week that goes by, believe it or not, I learn something new about the history, about the area, things like that. It's very interesting.
Well, it was the first big highway ever in North America, the Camino Real, and the Mission Trail is a major part of that. I've had people in New Mexico tell me, we don't really have the Camino Real in El Paso. I said, I got news for you, dude. If I don't have the Camino Real, you don't have the Camino Real.
Yeah,
and it's as
true.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
And what they were referring to, we don't still have ruts in the desert that you can go walk around and look at. And I said, yeah, that's a museum relic. We use our Camino Real every day.
Every day.
42 miles right through El Paso. It's constantly in use. It's
the most significant.
Donovan Drive up in your neighborhood, Melissa.
That's right.
Mission Trail down in the valley, the Mission Valley. In fact, I heard ABC7 this morning refer to it as the Mission Valley.
Mm-hmm. Mission
Valley. And it was Sheldon Hall who told them, hey, you need to start calling. He was calling a general manager all the time. Hey, you got to do this. Call it the Mission Valley. Well, anyway, I'm sure you all vote for that.
Yes, the little chunk of the Mission Trail that we have, El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, it starts on Chicken Ranch Road and goes to Ding Dinger Road, and then it ends.
Oh, why not?
and then it ends up in Alameda Street, and it goes down 375. There's where Oñate came, 375. And then right across over Paisano, over to Hart's Mill, and over into New Mexico, over to the Keystone Park that we have available also as a historical park, and all the way up into New Mexico. And all that happened about 350 years ago, and we're still traveling in that area.
Even more than that, it was 1598 when Oñate rolled through. And also the topography has changed a bit. I mean, the river moved.
Oh, yes.
Boy, did the politics follow that. Oh, my goodness. Everything all just hit the fan when they figured it out. Mexico is losing land to the United States because the river was encroaching south.
Right.
That's why you see it in a concrete ditch right now. It's not going anywhere.
Right. Absolutely.
And so that's just the hit. But the point is the boundaries shifted. And so all the missions that are on the El Paso's Mission Trail all of a sudden became American, United States.
Yes.
And people need to realize that they used to be in Mexico when all that hit the fan. So just to get that figured out is a start. But the Mission Trail itself, we are part of it, I think is 9 or 10 miles, isn't it?
It's about a 9-mile corridor.
Nine miles is enough. And I know it's that big because somebody tried to put luminarios on the whole thing one time. Were you involved in that?
Yeah, we did. We broke the Guinness record. Not recorded, but it was luminarios from Isleta all the way up to San Elizario, which was like 20,000 luminarios on the Christmas time.
That was a lot of
luminarios. That was a lot of fun. It was a lot of candles out there.
it's an interesting thing to do. All right, where else you want to go here, Shelby, because you got a major deal coming up next Saturday.
Yes, we do, and that's why right now I'd like to turn it over to Naomi to tell our fans out there in Radioland about our upcoming extravaganza.
Danzolas Españolas.
Yes, and I'll just turn it over to Naomi.
What's up with that?
Okay, well, yes, I'm representing Danzas Españolas, which is led by our director, Ms. Nina Gomez. She was trained under the great maestro, Antonio Triana. He's the promoter of flamenco, actually, in the United States. He's known by that, Antonio Triana. And she studied under his,
tutelage, I guess.
Yes, yes, that's the word, for 20 years. And then she got her training with also in the classical ballet to better the flamenco and all the danzas españolas, all the Spanish dancing, not only flamenco. And, well, yes, I'm representing Danzas Españolas today on behalf of Ms. Nina Gomez, and we're inviting the whole community, El Paso, Juarez, even Las Cruces, to come and see this beautiful show that Ms. Nina has put up for the past three, four times. I think this is the fourth.
No, it's about the third year, I think.
Yes.
And what do these dances represent? Is that some of the history that came through here?
Well, it represents the southern part of Spain, that we Andalusia.
Yeah, don't bang on the table. Yeah. Okay, you want to hear what you want to hear. Why are you don't bang on the table?
She makes her statements. Yeah,
I get the pattern of the poetry.
Listen to this. Okay. See, that goes right in there. But the thing about the Spanish dance, we were New Spain for a while.
Oh.
And people don't really remember that because I wasn't here. But, I mean, the fact that it happened in the history books, where you're sitting was called New Spain.
Okay.
All the way up to the end of New Mexico.
And some of the traditions that were brought from Spain was flamenco dancing. It was one of those another items, yes.
Yes.
Did Oñate do flamenco dancing?
I'm sure he did.
You think so?
or another type of Spanish dance. So what we're doing the southern part of Spain, Andalusia, which is the flamenco, the gitano, a lot of part of our heritage. In Mexico, you know, a lot of the zapateado comes from the Spanish dancing, the folclórico zapateado.
What's a zapateado?
Zapateado, when you bang your feet on the floor, tac, 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 tac.
The heels.
The heels, yeah. Exactly. And even the skirts, like, I mean, I'm sure you're more familiar with a folclórico Mexican.
Sure.
But it all comes from Spain, the fans, the skirts, the castanets, the clapping. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that is our heritage. Huh. So we're presenting it next Saturday, October the 24th at 4:30.
Where?
At La Cueva Theater. It's a beautiful place that got renovated. It's on 10180 Socorro Road, La Cueva Theater, across.
It's just a little bit downriver, if you will, from the Mission, is it not?
Yes.
It's across from the old bookery, Casa Ortiz.
Now, there's a good landmark right there as well.
The old bookery.
Right there, yes. We're having are we having the silent auction?
Yes, we'll be having an auction. This is a fundraiser, so we'll have all kinds of wonderful art and unusual things that people can come and bid on, and that money will be used to help fund one of the major educational efforts that we have, which are the tours that maybe Joe could talk about here in just a minute.
We're going to take a break here. Come up, hold that thought, Joe Gutierrez, okay, about what you do now for students. I think you're referring to the public, but also to a lot of student tours.
Yes.
Ah, you see, this is how you get the kids. You see, yeah, let's go back on take them on a school tour, and then they'll take the parents back on the weekend and say, look what I saw. I mean, that should work out pretty good. And besides, it's pretty history. It's great history. And you got three churches that are mainly the Mission Trail sort of like anchor pieces, and one of them is not a mission. Which one?
San Elizario.
There you go. Uh-huh. It's a chapel, and it's built in a different construction, and that's one of the reasons. And only if you're flying in a helicopter can you really see it, or a drone.
Yeah.
You can see how easy it is at the construction. Somebody asked me on Facebook to make sure we explained that today, because it's in the form of a crucifix, the cross.
One of the most interesting things for me about San Elizario, it's my understanding it was an Apache peace camp.
At one point, that they were trying to make that happen, and Apaches had other ideas, I have a feeling.
That's correct. That,
they just went to San Elizario to do their shopping. I mean, you think that's what they were doing.
Yeah, I think I'll take five of the heads of this cow. And
Apache shopping is a different thing than what you might consider. All right, we got to do some trivia.
Yes,
did
we
cover any of these trivia
questions?
Yes,
we did.
We did. Okay, then that's a good chance that we can get somebody to answer the question. And we think the phones are working this time, huh?
And
with the first hour,
every time it rains, we kind of,
The show in the previous hour didn't have phones, and they went,
the string for the cans gets wet every time it rains,
Somebody's already calling Shelly to make sure.
Somebody's testing.
Is that you calling yourself? Oh, fair enough. What's the questions today?
Well, the first question was what year was the Mission Trail Association first formed? Now, we didn't say the year, but we did say how many years ago. So now people are going to
leave
have
it
that.
Out there.
Yeah, we'll leave it
like
out there. Yes, you're
going
to have to get your calculator out. And then the second question was, where did the dance of flamenco originate? So those are our first two questions. What year was the Mission Trail Association first formed, and where did the dance of flamenco originate?
So what are you going to give them?
We're going to give them all kinds of things today.
The first one's $25.
$25. There we go. We answered that question. $25 to Pepe's Food, New Mexican Food in Canutillo, or an El Paso Gold DVD, of which we've got Mount Cristo Rey, Historic Sites and Markers. Let's see. We've got Mount – let's see. Oh, we got – two Cristo Reyes.
Well, if you really like
those
it.
Those stories, yeah, you can have to. No.
You can watch it twice.
Watch it twice. And the other two I knocked upside down. We have, oh, we have ghost stories. We're getting into the Halloween season. And we have a special gift.
Oh.
Danza Española tickets. We have two of them, and they're worth $25 each. And this is for October 20th. And it's for the reception, which is at 3:30. And this will be at the La Cueva Theater down on Socorro Road. And they're, hey, this is $50 value.
So. And so that's what you got there.
We've got this. So we got three choices today.
We'll make up a third question if we need to.
Yes, we will do that.
We'll have them make up a question.
That's right.
That's always more fun.
So give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests. We drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. We test so it runs.
Now through November 15th, upgrade to Unstoppable. Choose special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit traininfo.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
It's hard to stop a train.
Where's Crawford?
At Montana and Airway, selling 2019 Buick Encores for what others sell last year's 2018 model. Come see the Crawford Buick GMC difference today. 2019 Buick Encore, $19,777. Yes, a 2019. Come see the Crawford Buick GMC difference today.
Montana and Airway, let's go.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got to talk a lot of history. Some of it's at Waco Tanks. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, I knew that. They got programs going on out there. And next weekend, the 20th of October is going to be the busiest day in the world here.
That's true.
Because you've got a bunch you're going to talk about on the 20th.
Well, it's a great time of year to do stuff.
Well, here's the thing going on out there. From 8 a.m. onward, pretty much into the evening at Waco Tanks, they've got a free admission. It's their 24th annual interpretive fair all day Saturday, but they're also going to take it through Sunday. So if you miss Saturday, you can get out there on Sunday. It's a family event focused on the outreach and education to inspire the preservation and the natural resources out there. But also, later on that week, they're going to have stargazing at Waco Tanks. I've never done that before.
I'd like to do that sometime. There's a lot of stars out there.
You go out there, and they do this on a moonless night. Mm-hmm. And so, there's a lot of stars out there. And so the Astronomy Club's going to be out there. You can look at stuff through their telescopes. But on Friday, October 26, 8 p.m., a ghost tour of Waco Tanks. Oh, my goodness. So that's going. Junior Ranger program, Saturday, October 27th. Birding tour coming up on that same day. So get a hold of them on their website, Waco Tanks, and you can find them. Just search Waco Tanks.
Now, we've got October's also Tom Lee Month, and they got some great events coming up. October 14th at 12 p.m., the Solemn Eucharist of Thanksgiving that has been given for 350 years at the Misión de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe is going to be held, and Bishop Guadalupe Torres Campos will preside with a chorus at the Misión de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe in Juárez. Then at 3 p.m., the Women of Smeltertown will be presented by co-authors Mimi Gladstein, Marsha Hatfield, Dadistel. Thank you. She'll present and discuss their new book, and this is going to be at the Literary Bookshop in the Peppertree Square over there on Mesa Street. And then Thursday, October 18th at 6 p.m., a visual history of the Horse Cavalry at Fort Bliss from 1849 to 1943, and that'll be at 6 p.m., and this will be at the El Paso Museum of History. And this is presented by John Hamilton, who was on our show a couple of weeks ago. And he's got some great history on the cavalry at Fort Bliss. So that should be some great presentations to get out there and see.
He did the book called Fort Bliss.
Yeah, that's right. And, if you want more information on the museum, I've got that number, and that's 212-3163. And talk to Jamie Nodler.
Nodler. You got to where you could say that.
Yes, Nodler.
Yes.
I still just, you know.
We got trivia outstanding over here.
That's
what are
right.
we going to do about that? We got people on the phone here. You ready for that?
We're ready for
that. There's one line open, 544-5876. We're giving away Peppy stuff. The first coupon's 25.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of DVDs worth about the same
or
thing here.
Tickets to the Danza Española.
Well, and that's another big option because that's $50 worth. So are you ready to get involved
I'm
in this
ready.
Stuff? Okay, going first caller named Juan. Juan, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Okay, good morning, Juan. Now, which question were you interested in answering? Okay, where did that dance of flamenco originate? There you go.
And what's the other word?
Flamenco? Oh, the other name? Well, actually, we didn't get to cover that. It was Andalusia was actually the original, but
that's another place.
That's Spain.
What's Andalusia?
It's the southern part of Spain.
Yeah.
So it's all Spain.
It's all Spain now.
Spain's the answer.
Yeah,
okay.
So... We would. If somebody was going to be real smart, we could have had
him. Yes.
You got a winner. There's a $25 certificate sitting there.
So,
what
is your choice?
Or the tickets.
Ooh.
Are you actually going to go on the 20th? Okay, so you got a Spain tourist here. He knows what he's talking about.
Okay, well, great.
All right, Juan, thanks for doing that. We're going to put you on hold here. Shelley will tell you how to pick up your tickets and whatever that was.
Got buzzed.
He's on your motorcycle. Anything else on your mind this morning? That was it? All right, thanks a lot. Hold on.
Stay online.
Shelley will tell you how to pick that up. Caller number two went away. Whoever Tim was. Tim wanted the Peppies.
He had the second question.
You can bet Tim wanted it. 544-5876. Call us right now. We'll get you some DVDs. And, let's just leave that out there. The other question was, when was the Mission Trail?
What year was the Mission Trail Association first formed?
And you never said it was 1986. So,
no.
We can't ask that question now, right?
No, we can't ask. Well,
okay.
You gave him the answer.
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
I never said it was.
Yeah. Well, I got here a year after that. So.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yes.
And
it wasn't that year.
Did you know that Sheldon now has a great-grandson named
Sheldon.
Yes, he does.
Master Sheldon, as
and
I call him.
He's going to be a very historic child.
Yes,
I can
he
guarantee
is.
That. All right, back to history here. And Sergio, do I need to take another break here? He's going to make me do another one. But we got all these Mission Trail people sitting here ready to. Okay, we'll do this. Taking one more break here. And if you want to call us on that question, you still can.
That's 544-5876.
And if even though somebody may have given them a real good clue, we'll take it anyway.
That's right.
544 whatever.
5876 or 544-KTSM.
The trip we're taking this weekend to Aguirre Springs is the shortest trip we'll take all year. But what it lacks in distance, it more than makes up for in diversity. It's where the Oregon Mountains have met the Chihuahuan Desert and decided to become one. The mountains harbor more than 800 plant species, where you'll find everything from alligator junipers to ponderosa pines. Same thing with animals. You'll see everything from Colorado chipmunks to mule deer. From the ruby-throated hummingbird to the golden eagle. Our hogs are big fans of diversity, too. Trips like this one will include everything from sportsters to electric glides and anything else Harley has to offer. But what we have to offer is the best group of people riding to the most interesting places you'll find anywhere in the country. And along with all that diversity, we offer something else, too. The greatest place in the world to buy and ride your new Harley-Davidson. The adventure begins at BarnettHarley.com, or you can see us in person at Barnett Harley Davidson, because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
ElPasoHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hi, Dave. Let's talk about that job you posted for a senior manager.
Okay, I've got a lot of applicants already.
Dave, you posted on that huge national job site. What a waste. One guy says he's been everything from dog walker to a stay-at-home uncle.
You hear stay-at-home uncle and dog walker, and I hear super fun guy who loves animals.
Posting on that huge national job site just wastes our time scrolling through irrelevant applicants.
Look, I said we're looking for people who are willing to take chances and have a great sense of humor, and here's a guy who's a skydiving clown. That sounds qualified to me.
We need serious applications from local candidate.
Don't be silly. You found me on a huge national job site.
Please don't remind me, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at elpasohelpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster bosses everywhere. They post jobs on the big national job boards because they really don't care. Please do not write us to tell us you're a Dave who was insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A million things going on here. We're going to tell you about two or three of them, and a bunch of it in the mountains.
Oh, we have to tell Juan to call back. We've been having troubles with the phone, so Juan, please call back.
We're glad he got on the air.
He's a trivia contest winner, yes.
But if you want your coupon, you got to talk to Shelley.
Back.
544-5876. And we still have one question outstanding.
Yes, we do.
I drove right over it.
Yes. What year was the Mission Trail Association first formed? We have lots of prizes, so call back.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. But the thing is, to tell you a couple of things about stuff going on here, there is a hike tomorrow morning. It's a beginners and family kids mountain biking hike, and this is a simple one. And you go to the tennis courts over there in Kern Place down in the Arroyo, and you meet there at 9 a.m., and you get a hold of somebody that's going to be there. Bring water, your own helmet, that kind of stuff. But they're going to have some rides up and down the Arroyo for kids and get the kids tuned into stuff like that. Yoga on the Rocks. Are you ready for this one? Yoga
Ouch.
It's a celebration of our mountains. Bring your own little mat, I suppose, and set it down on a rock. But anyway, they're doing stuff up in the state park. You want to yoga a rock? Hey, rock, I'm going to yoga you.
Nam nyo rock.
You're going to do. They do that tomorrow morning. Next week they got 1,000 trail.
I was going to say,
1,000 hikes at one time.
Yeah.
But anyway, the celebration of the mountains.
It's a good time of year
to be
up there.
Look them up online. Online, it's all there.
And now also at the tramway, now, even though you can't take the tram up the mountain, they still have some events going away at the tram station. And on October 27th, take the kids up there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can learn all about the snakes and other creepy crawlies that are up there. And they'll have a pumpkin carving contest. Participants must bring their own pumpkins and be ready to display them. And they're also going to have a sidewalk sale. They're going to have a tramway souvenir sale during the Halloween Fest. And then they're going to have their last Sunday hike on October 28th at 8 a.m. They'll be hiking up and down the Thousand Steps Trail. I think that's the one we just covered.
Yeah, but it used to be you could go up and get on the tramway and ride down.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Now you're going to come back down. So it's 2,000 steps.
Right. A whole bunch of stuff going on here. Is that Raul on the phone here? Hey, Raul, got you on the radio. What's going on?
There we go. Didn't trick you, huh?
That was a real hard question, I know. And what you have of... So, Shelley, did we give away the coupon or not? Juan didn't call back.
But
if he does, he gets the coupon. Yeah. All right, so give him.
So we have either the Pepe's in Canyon 2, the $25 gift certificate, or an El Paso Gold DVD. What would you be interested in?
Pepe.
There we go.
Hey, Juan,
okay.
Juan, don't call back.
Yeah. Well, no, Juan would.
Oh no, she wants him to call back. But that's the coupon. This guy.
Yes. So Pepe's for Juan.
Well, Raul, thanks for playing the game. Anything else on your mind this morning? Well, a lot of us don't know the history to even say what it's about. That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to help people understand what is the history. So when someone asks you what's going on there, well, we've got a mission trail that's older than anything you got. And that will be true in America. Any town in America, we've got something older than they have. So there. Oh, it is. It really is.
It really is.
I was out there about 2 weeks ago shooting some video, and it's a fabulous place. So, all right. Well, thank you for bringing up. Stay on hold here. Can you do that? I'll put you on hold. All right, thanks a lot. You
take
hold
care, Raul.
And Shelley will tell you how to pick up your prize, and she is on the phone already, so there, move on. Okay, now, did we do everything we're supposed to? We need to talk about the Mission Trail.
I know.
There's a Mission Trail big deal going on. Here we got Shelby McHugh. Now, do people get your name wrong once in a while?
Usually not. They're pretty good with it. They may misspell it.
M-C-C-U-E.
Yes, people would like to put a Q, but it's just got two C's.
Okay, you're in here. Naomi Salcedo is in here.
Yes.
And Joe Gutierrez. And Joe's going to tell us about the tours you do. Because now the Mission Trail Association itself has an office in the building there at Alameda and Zaragoza?
The building is in Alameda and Zaragoza, right on the corner, right across the street from Carl's Jr.
And across the street from the Mission.
From the Mission, Isleta Mission.
Don't forget Carl's and the Mission.
Stop the Carl's and go over.
Go together.
And it's the old Lowenstein building. Yeah. It's totally restored. It's a beautiful old building, adobe building, about 150 years old.
Didn't he run a store out of that thing?
There was a store, and it was also, he supplied the forts in the
Quitman.
Fort Quitman, Fort Baird, Fort Bliss. He supplied all this, like the meats and flour and things like that, out of that building.
He also knew Pancho Villa personally.
Really?
Yes, he did.
I didn't know that.
My cousin married one of his grandsons, and so we heard a whole family history.
Oh, my God.
He knew Pancho personally, and it was a very careful relationship, shall we say.
When he came to town, he was like 18 years old, came from Prussia. And he sailed across the sea and landed there in New York. And then he worked his way back to Isleta right there. And he decided this was a good place to put up a business. Since north and south, east to west, cross right there. That's a crossroads right there.
That's a biggie right there in Isleta.
Yeah, and he fell in love with a local girl by the name of Juana Apodaca Buchanan.
That'll do it to you.
Yeah, but he wanted to marry her. She says, I can't marry you because... you're not a Catholic. He was a Jew. Mm-hmm. He was a Jew. So he instantly converted to Catholicism.
Boom, I'm a Catholic.
Wow.
He became a Catholic. They had 15 children right there in that building there.
Oh, my God, a woman.
Yeah, and anyway, he was a very interesting fellow, and he became, you know, a local businessman, a treasurer of Isleta, and councilmen and things like that.
Big hit. And that's just the building and the people that live there.
Yeah.
And now you've got the Mission Trail Association headquartered there.
Yes.
And you have some exhibits and people can look at that stuff?
Absolutely. And people come from all over the world. We have people from China, Brazil, United Kingdom, Hawaii. They come from all over the world just to see the missions. So I just want to encourage the people that live here that haven't been to the missions and probably lived here all their lives, and take a ride over there and see them. We have icons here.
Well, go ahead.
Well, now that's also the bus station is there too, right?
Yes.
The transfer station?
It's a transfer station, and if somebody wants to visit the missions, they don't have a car, they can take the local number 3 downtown here if they're staying in the downtown hotel. And then 20 minutes later, they're at the transfer center.
And
then there's a county bus, which is a 15-passenger bus. They can take from there down to the missions, all the missions. It runs every hour. So you can tour all the missions and everything for maybe like $20.
Well, that's not bad at all.
And then you could probably find something to eat down there.
Oh, yeah. We have restaurants down there, and Sophia is a very good restaurant.
And so now the Mission Trail is open for business in a big way with at least transportation.
Yes.
And are you all giving guided tours at times?
We do guided tours of people that want to tour. And we also we concentrate on the school children because we figure that the school children will come do a tour. Now, the fourth graders and the seventh graders, they teach the Texas history, and that includes the missions. So if the teachers, they want to bring them, they bring them, and we take them on tours of all the missions.
And somebody has to pay for the bus. That's a school issue?
It's a school issue, and okay. We charge like $2.50 for the children. And if they don't have the money, we just tell them, just put them on the bus, but don't throw them under the bus.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing because that's incredible American history. That's world history in a way because that was the first Camino Real that occurred in mm-hmm. North America. Mm-hmm. Fabulous history down there.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Let's talk also about what you're doing about it because the Mission Trail needs some funding to do things. And Shelby, you were mentioning, I think, somewhere in this narrative that there is an upgrade on the blighted fencing. That's what some of your funding is for.
Yes, I'd like to just take a few moments to talk about that. The Mission Trail Association partnered with the El Paso County Economic Development Department and especially their section within that department called Cultural Heritage Tourism. And in this partnership, El Paso County has agreed to provide grants to people who live along the trail in the Mission Trail Investment Zone. And the idea is that the county will provide grants to people who would like to take down what we're calling blighted housing. It may be chain link fence removal or some kind of substandard fencing. And the idea is if they will take down that fence, the county will provide a grant to pay the cost of the removal.
Okay.
And so the idea is twofold, really. One, it's to enhance cultural heritage tourism along the 9 Mile Trail. But the other thing is we have a community of people, wonderful people, living right on the Camino Real. And the idea is to develop their pride in where they live, the history of the trail, and to realize its importance to them and to their heritage. And so we're very happy to have this program going along. And if you're interested in getting a grant or participating in this program we have, you can contact Valerie Venezia. She is our cultural heritage coordinator at the county, and her number is 915-546-2177. Extension 3108. Again, that's 915-546-2177, extension 3108. Valerie would love to hear from you. You'll fill out the application and work with the county, and we're trying to enhance people's experience along the trail and at the same time raise people's awareness of where they live and why. And that where they live is so important to Texas history.
Yeah, well, Dan, we can be better ambassadors. The place looks okay.
Exactly right.
We have on online on Facebook the Danzales
Espanol.
Danzas Espanolas. Well,
and Espanola.
2,431 people have seen that on the Facebook page since Thursday night when I put it up there. So that's the minimum number of people you can be talking to right now,
okay.
And that's just Facebook. A lot of people don't do Facebook, or they don't care. I mean, you know, but they're just out there in radio land. So let's tell it. Naomi Salcedo, tell us what is the fundraiser you got next weekend. The details start from the top, and what are the dances, and what do they represent?
Okay, we're representing, again, the southern part of Spain, Andalusia. We're doing the seven regions of Andalusia, Cadiz, Granada, Huelva, Córdoba,
you're doing
Almeria.
The seven regions. What do you mean?
Well, the southern... The whole region, the southern part of Spain, it's called Andalusia. Andalusia itself has seven regions.
So you're doing dances from each one?
From each region.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And do you announce those and say, hey, here comes the next one? Or
No, we just, the music just tells us, you know, it's next. I'm doing the poetry. I'm the recitadora, the one that says the the Spanish verses of each region, and then also a couple of other poems that there are a surprise. They're new ones that we're doing this.
Can you give us a sample of something?
Yes, I can. Gladly, yes. So, okay. It is in Spanish, my participation.
I'll read the subtitles.
Okay, let's see. Okay. So I just start?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm not sure what else is going on over there. Go ahead.
I heard.
Cuando alguien me pregunta que cuál es la tierra mía, no digo nunca Sevilla, no. Digo siempre Andalucía. Pues si Sevilla es la madre que me dio ciudadanía, las otras siete provincias que forman su geografía son por vínculos de gracia, o mis tíos o mis tías. Y así tengo una familia con más o menos riqueza, pero que nadie le gana en su gracia y belleza.
Can you give
want me to keep on going?
Us uneducated in Spanish people, an idea what you just said?
Okay, I just said that I have this, I said, when somebody asks me, where am I from, I never say Sevilla. I always say Andalucía, the whole region. And then I said, I have my aunts, my uncles, all of them give me this riqueza. How would you translate riqueza?
Richness.
Richness. So I have all this richness from my aunts and uncles.
Heritage. Richness of heritage or cash?
Both.
Both.
Oh, okay. Both. Wow. Talking about both.
I'm
yes.
going with cash.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because it is describing the each region in the cash and
the
also
wealth. Wealth, maybe?
The wealth, exactly. Okay. And also the heritage. And then so he keeps on going saying that he's wealthy, having all these uncles and aunts, and that nobody beats this region.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
And then, so you do it. You did. You write that?
No.
I
recite the poems from other authors.
Good stuff. So that's part of the presentation next weekend.
Yes.
And you have a silent auction. You're trying to make a few bucks.
Yes.
On whatever. What do you need in the way of silent auctions? So how about a video here? How about Mount Crystal Ray?
Can you go.
Can you put that in your auction?
Yes.
Shelby McHugh, here's a video.
Yes, we can. Please. Thank you so much.
That's a DVD about El Paso's Mount Crystal Ray, which is probably something a lot of people in El Paso know of but haven't been there either. And, I mean, there's so much of El Paso that so many people have not experienced. This Mission Trail is a big one. Crystal Ray is another one. But, I mean, I see it there. I've heard about the Mission Trail. Oh, I've heard about Crystal Ray.
Well, and they had to pass right through there going north, and they would have been looking up at between the chasms between the two mountains.
Yeah, so
chasms, I mean.
The same kind of thing. And a lot of people say, oh, I've been meaning to go up on the tramway. Well, you missed your time if you're going to go up on the tramway. They've closed it. And the Waco Tanks is still there. So there's a lot of places in El Paso, but the Mission Trail is another one. And it can be, you can access that from so many different directions. I mean, if you want to come look at the Catholic history, it's there. If you want to look at the Spanish history, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing bit of history in America, being, again, on the first Camino Real that ever was. And that thing, how long is that? About 1,800 miles, give or take? The whole Camino de Tierra Adentro?
1,800 from Santa Fe to Mexico City.
Yeah, and so that's a biggie. And that was running for at least
300 years
as a major thoroughfare.
Yeah.
And so what we're talking here is the Mission Trail of El Paso in El Paso County, about 9-10 miles. And y'all are the people helping promote that. And now you're having this
Danzas Españolas.
Españolas. And that's next.
Venga.
And that's
let's go. Yay.
And is that Saturday or Sunday next week?
This is Saturday, October the 20th. The auction begins at 3:30, and the show begins at 4:30. I also like to mention that we're having snacks or
food.
They're very well put.
Heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Do you
exactly.
Like to emphasize the word heavy?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, the hors d'oeuvres, the silent auction, and during the intermission, you can go see the everything that's going to be auctioning and then go get your hors d'oeuvres and then come back and enjoy the show.
Shelley, did that guy come get his tickets again? Did he call back? Okay, Juan, if Juan calls back, he can get some tickets. He won
the
those.
Sangria,
I think he
the
did.
Excuse me. The sangria, yes. Personally prepared by Ms. Nina Gomez,
our
director from Danzas Españolas.
Even more
yes.
special. Well, we're going to take a break here, come back, and wrap this up. But an interesting thing on the mission trail. By the way, second hour, we're going to talk about the people at Concordia Cemetery. Some of them are alive and some of them are not, but they all talk.
They're all dying to hear about it.
That's right.
Let's
put you up on that one here. So we'll get to that in a minute. Call us if you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Our next governor can do a lot to grow New Mexico's economy. Michelle Lujan Grisham has a plan for 50% of New Mexico's energy to come from clean and renewable resources like wind and solar, and sell it to other states to create good-paying jobs for New Mexicans. And Michelle has a real plan to transform our schools and train our workers for new jobs in all kinds of careers. From investing in pre-K to giving students of every age the education and skills they need to be successful in careers here in New Mexico. Skills they can learn close to home through apprenticeships and partnerships with local businesses and colleges. Like degrees from Doña Ana Community College in Automotive Science or Hospitality and Tourism, and from NMSU's main campus in Aerospace and Nursing. Michelle Lujan Grisham wants our families to stay in New Mexico and prosper here. Get the details at NewMexicansForMichelle.com.
Paid for by New Mexicans for Michelle.
Want to invest in the booming cannabis industry but don't know how? High Times has been there through the decades of decriminalization, medical, and recreational. Today, High Times is still there helping to break new ground. Now you can invest in High Times for as little as $99. Check out HighTimesInvestor.com.
High Times Holding Corp's offering will be made only by means of an offering circular, which has been filed with and qualified by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. These securities are highly speculative. Investing in shares of common stock of High Times Holding Corp involves significant risks. The investment is suitable only for persons who can afford to lose their entire investment. Furthermore, investors must understand that such investment could be illiquid for an indefinite period of time. No public market currently exists for the securities, and if a public market develops following the offering, it may not continue. To obtain a copy of the offering circular, which contains information about High Times Holding Corp, the offering, and other related topics, including the risks of the investment, please visit HighTimesInvestor.com. That's HighTimesInvestor.com. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are investors in High Times Holding Corp, but are not associated with this offering. iHeartMedia and its affiliates are not responsible for the information contained in this message, the information included at HighTimesInvestor.com, or the information filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
A lot of history going on. Tell you about the El Paso County Historical Society. They've selected several people to be their Hall of Honor recipients at their banquet November the 4th. Begins at 6 p.m., and they are honoring Paul Foster, Press Dierkop, Dr. Maceo Daly, and Telesforo Montes. And they each have a history in El Paso. Two of them are alive, and two of them are not quite alive. I mean, that's just how they do it.
I was spending the evening with one of them the other night, Press Dierkop.
Yeah. We know which ones are alive.
Yes, and she says, it's nice to get it while you're still alive.
Yeah, that's even better. You don't do. But a lot of people have gotten this award over the years. It's a big deal. And the tickets are $100. Most of it's a donation to the County Historical Society. Get a hold of them at 533-3603.
And I got the Wall of Giants at the Museum of History, Economy in Action, the Centennial Commemoration of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and the El Paso branch. And this is going on now through February 28th of 2019. And the El Paso's importance as an economic center led to the opening of a Federal Reserve branch in El Paso in 1918. And today, the El Paso branch works with banks, businesses, and communities in our border region to build a strong economy and a stable financial system. You got a visit the museum to learn more about how the Federal Reserve Bank affects our community. And it's part of the Federal Reserve System, the central bank of the United States. And it's amazing how they make learning about the banking system interesting. You can have your picture taken on a big, what is it, a $50, $100 bill or a $1,000 bill. You can,
In Bernie We Trust, I saw
that one.
Yes,
yeah, we have that
I
one.
I saw that picture.
Have a blank check you can write on the wall, which I couldn't take. It was really disgusting.
Well, they'll give you several thousand dollars to go.
That's
to
right.
Leave.
You take a bag of money, but it's shredded. I've been still trying to put it together.
You have a heck of a time putting that money back together. All right, we've got a couple of minutes here left with the Mission Trail Association. It is a very good group, all volunteers. Nobody getting paid at this point, are they? In the past, they did have a paid volunteer once upon a time, and that came and went, and so did the money, and that's why it went. But Shelby McKee was here. You are president. Give us your overview of why it's important to think about Mission Trail.
It's important to think about Mission Trail because, as you have said, it's where Texas history and the history of the Southwest begins, right there, 1598, with Juan de Oñate coming right through. And as an Isleta High graduate, I like to tell people that Juan Oñate came right through the El Paso football field. Shout out to Isleta High, 6-0.
And then he went up and got a drink from Chip John's at La Hacienda.
That's exactly
right.
And
then he had dinner at Pepe's. Right on the Camino Real.
And Pepe's is right on.
So that's why it's important.
Well, that was a cheap shot for Pepe's.
Well, actually, that's true, though.
Yeah.
Well, Oñate could have ridden his horse in the space that is now Pepe's.
That's right. And played the organ that's at Pepe's.
And talked to Pepe. Juan and only Margaret. Don't go there. But Naomi, your thoughts on Naomi Salcedo. People should come see the dancing because of why?
Well, you will enjoy great dancers, the professional company of Danzas Españolas, joyful dancers, me reciting the poems, singing also from Diana Gutierrez, and piano playing by Ruben Gutierrez, and then Spanish guitar.
Ruben's involved in this?
Ruben Gutierrez, he's good. And, you'll get music, dance, poetry all together.
Joe, what's the phone number? Did anybody have the phone number for your Mission Trail office? Because I'm thinking people would be able to get a hold of you this information there.
It's 690-0661. That's our phone number.
690-0661, correct?
That's the Mission Trail office.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or you can get it, reaches at 851-9997.
That's a biggie. I know that one.
Yeah.
In 30 seconds, why should people care about the Mission Trail?
Well, the Mission Trail is part of our history. We're 80 years older than the California missions, 50 years older than the Alamo. Of course, you know, John Wayne made the Alamo famous, and Oñate made the Mission Trail famous.
So there you go. Mission Trail Association, thank you for coming in. Good luck with the event next weekend.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much, Jackson. We'll see you out there on the trail,
yes,
I'm guessing
go and
here.
See us October the 20th.
Saturday, October 13th.
Thank you.
Chucky, are we out of here? 3, 2, 1, go.
We're still here. There we are. Bye.
Oh, and by the way, next hour we got Patricia Kidney coming in here.
That's right.
She's going to talk about dead people and all the events at Concordia Cemetery. See y'all the next hour.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.